BBC News with Ian Purden. Around 50 senior members of Ahrar al-Sham, an Islamist rebel group in Syria, have been killed or wounded by an explosion in the northwest of the country. The group's commander, Hassan Aboud, was among the dead, as Jim Muir reports.
The Islamic Front, the umbrella group in which the Ahrar al-Sham are the strongest faction, said that Hassan Aboud was among at least a dozen leading figures it named as having died in the explosion at a headquarters in the town of Ram Hamdan in Idlib province while a big meeting was underway. The final number of people who died is expected to be much higher. Although the group is hardline Islamist in orientation, it has opposed and clashed with the ultra-radical Islamic State, IS, which is the most likely quarter to be blamed for the attack, as it was when another Ahrar al-Sham leader, Abu Khalid al-Suri, was killed in a suicide bomb attack on his headquarters in Aleppo in February.
The World Health Organization has reported another sharp rise in the number of people killed by the Ebola virus in West Africa. The WHO said 2,296 victims had died, half of them within the past 3 weeks. Sedario Bellazine, a doctor working in the Liberian capital Monrovia, says a serious bed shortage means patients can't be treated.
The situation here is really bad. It's completely out of control. We foresee a need of at least 1,200 beds. At the time being, we have in total in Monrovia, there are 240 beds. That means that many times people that come to the gate, we have to turn them away. And coming back home, they are still sick people. They can end up dying in their home. And so this is a really, really bad way for the disease to spread.
The office of the French President François Hollande has announced that Paris will host an international conference on the security situation in Iraq next Monday. The Iraqi President Fouad Massoum will attend, as well as regional and international leaders. Mr. Hollande is to visit Iraq on Friday to offer France's support to the country's new leaders. Canadian explorers have found one of two ships used by the British Arctic explorer Sir John Franklin to search for the Northwest Passage 170 years ago. HMS Erebus and Terror disappeared in 1845 with their crews. Lee Carter reports.
The discovery was announced by the Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. One of the two lost ships from Sir John Franklin's doomed Arctic expedition has been found. But it's not yet known whether the ship is HMS Erebus or HMS Terror. The discovery was confirmed using a remotely operated underwater vehicle. The two ships of the Franklin expedition and their crews disappeared during an 1845 quest for the Northwest Passage. There were many searches for them throughout the 19th century, but the mystery of exactly what happened to Franklin and his men has never been solved.
World News from the BBC. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has had another phone conversation with his Ukrainian counterpart Petro Poroshenko. He said Moscow was committed to assisting Ukraine with the peace process. On Wednesday, the European Union is to hold a further meeting to decide whether to implement new sanctions against Russia over its involvement in the crisis in Ukraine. On Monday, EU ministers agreed on new financial restrictions on Russian businesses. A court in the U.S. state of Minnesota has convicted a former nurse of assisting suicide by encouraging a man in England to hang himself in front of his webcam so that he could watch on the internet. William Melcher Dinkle admitted having conversations with depressed people in internet chat rooms, entering suicide pacts, and giving instructions on how to carry them out. Medical experts at football's world governing body have decided that a strict set of rules is needed concerning the treatment of head injuries in international football and European club competitions. Our sports correspondent Alex Capstick has the details.
Alarm bells sounded following several incidents at the World Cup in Brazil when players were allowed to carry on despite clearly suffering from the effects of concussion. Medical experts at football's world governing body have concluded that a strict set of rules should replace the current general guidelines. The head of FIFA's medical committee, Michel Duga, said a three-minute stoppage was enough time for a team doctor to evaluate the seriousness of a head injury, and that his decision on whether or not to remove a player must be final.
The computer giant Apple has unveiled its smartwatch, the first new product developed under the leadership of Tim Cook. Dubbed the iWatch, the bracelet device was unveiled at a celebrity-studded presentation at its headquarters in California. It'll work with the company's iPhone to help people monitor health, manage homes, and even buy merchandise. BBC News.